Okay, so we're holding on Rashi and then Dalam and Beis by the Gemara. Rotzal Lichtav Lekatani. And then where it says, it said Rotzal Lehoisev. So what's the difference between the two Lashanas? Itani Rotzal Lichtav. Itani Lichtav. Vahavashimina Minoa Shiyah had to serve as Karik Suva. If it says you want to write it, means you can write up whatever you want to write up. But it doesn't mean that that's part of the Ksuva itself. It's like he's giving her a present. It doesn't have a status of a ksuva. That's what Rotzal Lichtav would have meant. But Hashem the Tanan Lahosif, he's increasing. Mashma Noisav al ksuva, he's increasing the ksuva. Shetiktu Chacham, which the Chacham have instituted, b'shem ksuva lov. Gam, so it has a status of a ksuva. Gam who? So that it has a ksuba, status of a ksuba as well. Masayele, this supports the Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi Yana. That tonight ksuba, so Rashi says, Tosefeshu master lohosif lo. That which he's committing to give extra, b'chein mezonis, all the tonight ksuba which he had before, kol hanat tnan b'pirgan d'liel, all of the other chiyubim, parnosa, kibura, ksuba spinin dichrin, all of these halachas, they're part of the ksuba. So it's relevant for many things. The Macheris. Macheris Ksubasa. A woman sells her Ksuba. Or Macheris Ksubasa. Or is Machel the Ksuba. Machel or Machel has a call. She's selling everything. Or she's Machel everything. Lefish HaKol Kari Ksuba. Everything is included in the phrase Ksuba. Lorminan Lamika Ksuba Elamana Umasayim. We don't say that the Ksuba is just the basic amount. And everything else is called something else. So she says she sold the Ksuba. Or she's Machel the Ksuba. That includes the Tosefis as well. It's relevant in the Meredis. It's not a Pirkan. We're going to learn later on. A Meredis Abala, the woman who is rebelling against the husband. Person law Miksubasa, we detract per week that she's in that state from her Ksuba. So Ad Masayah Poiches, how far do we go? Ad Kenega Ksubasa. We go down to the end of the ksuba. We don't make her pay money out of her pocket. She just at the end is she the worst, the most she would lose is the ksuba. Okay, so if the ksuba is the mana or messiah, so she, that's the limit. But now we're saying lotema kadega mana or messiah l'chudayla. Don't say that when we say that we go to the point of the value of the ksuba. We mean the 100 or 200. Ela afa tosefes person b'holchim. She loses the tosefes as well. Well, the pogemis, the parak hakosif tanan, the mishnah later on, habogemis ksuvasa lo sifra ela b'shua. If a woman is pogemis the ksuva, she collects, even though she has the shtar, she needs a shuvah as well. So she admits that she accepted part of the, that she received part of the payment, so she collects the remainder with a shuvah. In Pogma Tosefis Nami, if all she was Pogma was the Tosefis, Shomer, the Shem Piroyan, HaTosefis, he's Kabalti dinner. I received a payment of a dinner for the purpose of paying off part of the Tosefis of the Ksuva. So we could have argued if we look at the Tosefis as an independent Chiyuv, it has nothing to do with the Ksuva she collects without a Shua. So Avzu Pogemus Ksubasahi, she's received part of the payment of the Ksuba. If he's Toyan Abala, he's Kabalta Kol Ksuvayich. If the husband then says afterwards when she comes to collect, then no, it was the full amount, was paid. Well, see if Ella Bashua, she needs a Shua to collect.
Who is saying the Ksuba she collects without a Shua?
What? A woman comes with a ksuba to her husband, divorces her. She has the shtar. She doesn't need a shuva to collect. She collects. Her husband says you were paid. The ksuba was paid. We say, that's not true. She has the ksuba. She collects. She doesn't need a shuva. But in this scenario, since she was pogemis, she admits that she part of the ksuba was paid. The remainder has to be. She needs a shuva to collect the remainder. The tevas. This has the din of ksuba for the din of tevas. Hashem Chachamim, Hatavas Kshuvos of Bezin Ein Lo Mazonos. The woman comes to demand payment for the ksuva, the amana, she no longer has the right to get. She no longer has the right to get mezonos. So let's say all she asked was for part of the tesefis. Tavas tesefis nami ein lo mezonos. Once she asked for the tesefis, she doesn't have mezonos anymore. Okay, Tosis suggests that maybe the opposite is true. Tosis says that if a woman asks a part of the ksuba, she doesn't lose her mezonos. So the tesefis, let's say she asked for the mona masayim and she didn't ask for the tesefis yet, so she would still get mezonos because she's part of the ksuba wasn't asked for yet. Averis al das prepare kamader. It's a mishnah later on. Shomer leo. It says a woman who's averis al das and she teaches shlobik ksuva. A woman who is not acting properly, so she loses her right to the ksuva. So lo tema, don't say ksuvas mona masayim. She only loses the mona masayim. Abat hasevus matana ba'almahu lo mafs hifsida, but the hasevus, which is just the matana, she doesn't lose. That's not true. By acting improperly, she loses the ksuba. She also loses the tesefis, that's part of the ksuba.
When were you saying before she still gets mezonos?
Tosis says, the Mishnah later on says, that if a woman, the almana didn't ask for the full ksuba, she still gets her mezonos. So therefore, Rashi says that she only asked for the tesefis and not the mona masayim, she wouldn't lose her mezonos, Tosis says. So the case of the more was the opposite. She asked for the mona masayim and not for the tesefis. And the chiddush over here, since the tesefis is part of the ksuba, she still gets mezonos because she didn't ask for the full ksuba yet. The shvach, shemar b'becharis ein b'chor netzel pishnayim b'shvach sheshipkan lechatzim lachar mises avian. So if the b'chor gets pishnayim. And whatever was found by the father. So if the property was they improved the property after Misa, the Bechor has no right to get the double portion in that. That would have to be divided and you'd have to subtract equivalent amount from other properties of the Bechor if you take that piece of property. And the Bechor Isha B'Ksuvasa, the same thing, a woman cannot use that property, which is now improved, to say she has a right to take that property at the value of when the father died. She had a right to that property, and the improvements are hers, but no, that she would have to subtract the value of the improvements from the payment of the ksuba. The same thing with Tosefis as well. Well, the truth is over there, and she has no right to a pachlal because even though she only has a right to karka, this is like considered something beyond the karka. The shavua, l'chol mili d'shaicha l'shava al ksuba. Any case where there's a lacha that you have to swear by the ksuba, you have to swear by the tesefis as well. For example, kagan nifrash l'vafonov. Let's say. She's coming to collect the ksuba and the husband is not here. The husband's out of town. Even though she has to start, we say she has to swear because maybe the husband made some arrangements for her for payment. He gave her some properties to hold for payment, which had the husband been here, he would have argued that. And you know, we had to discuss that. So we can't let her collect without making a shua. Or veirechem either she perua, if the husband has an aid to one aid, which in the says that the star that the ksuba was paid already. So the halacha is that she still collects because the star is two aidim, but she needs a shua. So the aver is not a shua. Or v'hanifras min echasim mishabodim, if she has to go to go to collect from property which has been sold. Umenisi Yisaimim, or from the Yisaimim. All those cases, Chazar, Machai, Bashua, the Dhamma Perika Kosev, the Bo Ashua, all these cases, the Mishnah says, require Ashua. So after Sefes Nami, Boy Shua, so applies to the to Sefes as well, would require Ashua if she's come to collect the Sefes. Now, Rashi's got bothered by, so why do we list Pagamis separately? This is one of the cases which requires a shua. It's in that Mishnah over there, Pagamis also needs a shua. Well, we got to Pagamis Bahai Klola Isay. So Pagamis was in that Mishnah of the cases which require a shua. Itzrach Lemikate Behed. We needed to say it explicitly. Hashmin and the Pagamis to Sefis Mahanya. The Hashpia Kipagimus Subasa. All these cases, the issue is the Shua. That's the only issue. Over here, the issue is the action that you take for payment is Machai of the Shua. Well, what about if the action you took for payment was for the action? She's admitting that she was Pagim part of the Tosefis. There was an action which was taken place, payment was received. And that generates a partial payment. That generates a chiyah shua. So I don't know if your begemis, the partial payment was in the Tosefis, what the halacha is. That's why I need to list that separately. L'shviyas, shein l'shviyas m'shametis k'suba. Kishar shtoris, there's that the loch of Shvi is not Mashamad Eksuba, it's not Mashamad Shtoris. Shtoris in general, it is Mashamad, but this is not Mashamad. It's only Mashamad on Kate Pogma, unless there was, she had received partial payments. Bezakva, and then she calculated and she put the rest of it as a chayv that he has to collect. Kaminim b'pesachus gittin. The sefes nami lo mishamet. So sefes also, there's no din of being nishmat ayere shviyas. It's like this ksuba l'kosu l'chosu l'bottom. Because of lisha karka kosu, a person who's writing over his property to his children and he writes amount of karka to his wife, even if it's not the full value of the ksuba. So then there's and she accepts that of the ksubasa, kirisa b'yesh nerklin, with tosefes kiksuba, so she would lose the tosefes as well. And ksuba niglas elamina karka, the chama only put the shibud of the ksuba on the karka, umina ziburis, kiritama hanizokin, like the Mishnah says over there in hanizokin, the ksuba is from ziburis, v'chei tosefes. A woman who stays dwelling in the husband's home, as she's when she's an almana, she's allowed to collect ksuba forever. I think I said this backwards yesterday. When she's however, she moves to her father's home. They're not taking care of her. They're not supporting her. Then she has 25 years to collect. If she did not ask within the 25 years, even when they passed after that, she's merchel the ksuba b'chein tosefes. That would apply to the tosefes as well. The logic over there is that when she's in the base, you saw him in base Baal, and they're taking care of her, so she's more uncomfortable asking for the ksuba. They're doing so much for her. So the mechila, the shtika is not a mechila. But the base Baal, she doesn't have those compunctions. So if she kept quiet after 25 years, she's more called the ksuba.
Where does 25 come from?
Chazal said.
It's not a common number. It doesn't appear to be a common number. Like 7 or 49, or
I don't know. What?
Multiply by 50, you get 50.
Right.
That's true.
So the benin dichrin, which that man has two wives, and one of the wives predeceases the husband. The children, when the husband dies, get all of the, they get the mono messiah, and before they make the Yerusha, before they divide the Yerusha, their mother's ksuba, they collect the mother's ksuba. They get all of the properties which she brought into the marriage, and they get her mono messiah. But they also get her Tosefis before we go to Yerusha. Okay?
In the case of two wives, is there priority, or how's that handled?
Two
wives.
And the man dies before both of them.
Yes, and he has insufficient funds to cover both. Insufficient land, insufficient funds.
No, so whoever's first.
This one has priority.
Yeah.
All of her claims are satisfied and the remainder goes to the second.
Okay. Until tomorrow. Itmar. Ksuvas bin Indichrin. So we have a Zidu Ksuvas bin Indichrin. If the father had sold properties, and they want to come and say, well, the same way the mother had a right to collect from the properties which were sold, she collected from Mishabadim. So they, through Ksubas bin Dikrin, will go and collect from the properties the father had sold to get the value of the ksuba of the mother. So they said, no, that's not true. Because the Yarsun Tanan, it says, the language is, they will be Yerush, the kesef of your ksuba, which means it has to be Yerusha, and Yerusha is only in what the father has at the time of his death. That which properties that he sold before he died, there's no din Yerusha. So ksuba din dikrin is specifically limited to the properties that the father owns at the time when he dies. B'nei Masa Machsio Amri, but that's what they say in Pupadisa. B'nei Masa Machsio Amri, Tarbim and Meshapti. Okay. They say that they do collect from Meshapti because they understand that the correct version of the Mishnah, which we had before, and Nun Beis and Beis, Inon Yarsin, Kesef Ksubasach Yesel Chukani Dimache Achuhan. They have a Yarsin Inon Yisun, not Inon Yarsin, but they will be Yoresh, but they will take. Which is a lashon of they're going to have a right to take it, means that he's Mimachayb himself to them, for they have a right to take it. So these Chaybis is at the time of the Ksuba. So they have a right to it prior to the sales. That the correct Yersun is the Gers of Yersun, which is the way we have it in our Mishnah, and therefore it does not collect from Mishabodim.
So is that just another risk to what that grandfather put it in originally? I mean, the whole thing was that it's going to be a guarantee, so to speak, that his son will, his grandson will inherit whatever he gets. It's almost like a loophole for the father.
That is true. It's not 100%. Yeah, that would be true. Yeah, that would be true. Okay. Tanan. Sorry. Yishun Tanan. Zatimur, Metaltali, V'isno Beinayu, Below Shavua. So in a case where a person had designated that the payment of the ksuba should be paid with specific metaltalin, similar normally her key of ksuba, her right to be goyba is from karka. If he would designate specific metaltalin for the payment of the ksuba, that works. So the husband dies and those metaltalin are there. So even though we say a person collects from nisa yisaimim, she needs a shua. When she collects from the tzim, she needs a shua. In this situation, below shua, she does not need a shua. It was very specific designated items. The concern is maybe the reason why she needs a shua is because there's a more says we'll see later on that there's something called tzoriat. So maybe he gave her something designated for the purpose of payment. But here we know what it is. We know where it is. So we're not afraid that she has stashed away some money for payment, because we know that this has been designated for the payment of the ksuba. It's right here, and therefore there's no need for her to swear. Lesno beinayu. If at the time of death they were not found, and subsequently so now we know that he designated specific items for payment, they're missing, and now she's coming to collect the ksuva, which is any property that he has. So Pampadisa Amri Belo Shua, that the reason why when she comes to collect from the property of the husband, Chazal instituted a shua, is because we're afraid that maybe he had designated property, some metaltalin for the payment and given it to her to hold. He did it once, he's not going to do it twice. So if we know that these items were lost, again, we don't think that she stole it, that we know that they're lost, or you know that she has them hidden somewhere, that he might have done it a second time, but other properties we don't have to be concerned about, and therefore we could assume that she has a right to collect the ksuba without a shua. Bnei Masya Masya, Amri B'Shua, Masya Masya says no, that she needs a shua. We're afraid that maybe he had given her a replacement for that, and therefore we don't know that she might have, she'll be holding on to metaltalin somewhere for the purpose of the ksuba, so she needs a shua to collect the ksuba. But the loch is that like Pumpadisa. Okay, let's say a different case. Yichla Ara, if he designated a piece of property, a specific piece of property for the payment of the ksuba, Ba'ara Mitzra Noha, and he wrote up the four boundaries of the property. He does it very specifically what exactly the property is and the boundaries, what it is. So lach is below shua, so there's no need to make a shua. We know exactly what it is. We know where it is. There's no other payments. We're not worried about it in that situation. He might have given something else for payment. If he was so specific in this piece of property that he wrote up all the details of the property, we assume he had not given her something else as a potential payment for the ksuba. So no worried about it. Let's say Bechad Mitzra, he didn't write up all the details. He wrote up one boundary of that. So maybe he designated the piece of property for payment. Meanwhile, he did give her something else for payment. So what's the law? But with these Amri below Shua, but he master master Amri b'Shua, but also below Shua. So it's 3 for Pupadisa and 0 for Master Maxia at this point in time. So again, the Mor says that Pumbedisa says they're not worried about the possibility of him giving him something else, even though he didn't write all the details of his miyach and a piece of property for the payment. We're not worried about that he gave her metaltalin money for the purpose of paying the ksuba. Okay. Amaleidim kisu v'chosmu v'habulei. A person is giving away. This is not referring to ksuba. A person tells Edim, "I want you to write up, sign, and give this document to so and so that this piece of property. He's giving him a ton of piece of property. So he tells Edim, write up, sign it, and give it. So kadamine, if they did a kinyan suitor with him, lo tzarchli imluchi be." They don't need to come back to him before they draw it up and say, "Are you ready to go?" However, if they did not do a kinyan suitor with him, do we have to be concerned that even though he said it, before they actually execute it, they have to check to make sure he hasn't changed his mind? So, Pabdisa Army Lloyd Tsurach Limluche Bey, B'nei Machsia Machsia Army Tsurach Limluche Bey. That you need to ask him before you actually do it. If he didn't do a Kenyan suitor, you need to check with him again before you do it. We pass him like B'nei Masa Masio, that you would have to check with him again before you actually do it. And the more it discusses, so the case was coming in, the more it's the Stam Kenyan Laksiba Oimid. Once you do a Kenyan suitor, We assume that the you're ready to write it up and execute upon it. Okay, let's see Rashi. Itmar garz velagarz de itmar. This is not a de itmar. It's just an itmar. It's moving away from the conversation of before to a new conversation. Yerson tanan inon yarson kesek subasayach. They'll get a Yerusha of your Kesef Ksuba. Yerusha loy tarfa lekuchas. Yerusha cannot collect from any properties which have been sold. Yisum tanan, they will take Loshan Balchoy, but they have a schus gevia, they have a schus to collect. Metaltan misno beinayo. Hamiyacha metaltan leksubas ishtoi. A person designates metaltan for the Ksuba. Umeis. And the man dies. Behein be'en, and they're here present. Vini Fras man, and she's collecting from those metaltalin. So no taltalin below shua. She could take those metaltalin without making any shua. The time in my Amar Abadan, Menichsi Yisarim Latifre Ela B'shua, when she's collecting from the children, she needs a shua. The Cheshina Dilma Sorry Atva. So we're maybe concerned that maybe he'd given her a bundle of cash that he had wrapped up, he had tied up for her and given it to her for the purpose of the ksuba. But this over here, this is the bundle. This is, we know what he's designated. This is what he's given her. However, we know that they're lost. So do you need a shua in that situation? So Pabdisa says, "Below shua." They came in the Ovid Hani. Once they've been lost, we're not concerned that he might have given her something else instead. And therefore, v'kol nechasav achroin l'ksuvasa. So it's a regular case where the chiv ksuva, all the property is now responsible for the ksuva. But nifras mina karkos, and she'll collect from the karka. He wrote a piece of property by arba mitzruno. Sheichel lo karka. He designated a piece of karka for the ksuva. V'kasel lo arba mitzarim. Shalah, he ran up all the four boundaries, the Chayav, while he's alive, La Soysa Apoitiki, to designate that property as the Apoitiki. The Apoitiki is a contraction of Apoitikoi, and this it stands, literally means this is what you collect from. He designated a specific item for collection, Luxuvasa, Umeis, and then he dies. Nifras, Hemeno, Belushua. She collects from that property without any shua. The body sulay matzvus l'tzrori achrini. Once he's designated the character with such detail, he has no need to give her any other payments, the metaltalin payments, for the purpose to be set aside for the protection of the payment of the ksuba. However, let's say he only designated one of the four boundaries. Now she's collecting. So they maximize. You say b'shua. The kima lekatzul la arba mehem is sorted. Since he did not write all the details, She doesn't feel confident. The purpose of tzori is that the wife, the husband wants the wife to feel confident that she has what to collect from. So when she gives, he gives her this bundle, she feels confident she has what to collect from. Well, she's confident she has the karka very clearly designated. Well, it's not so clearly designated. How much of the, it starts on the north side, bounded by, you know, Elmer's Field, okay? So we know where Elmer's Field is, we know where this is, but how much, how far, how big, how wide, we don't know anything. So she doesn't feel confident. So they say, therefore she needs, there's a concern that she, the husband, in order to give her confidence, might have given her a story. He's giving over a ton of karka. So if they did a Kenyan, they do not need to check with him. Is he still standing by what he said? That he should write this property up. Since they did a Kenyan suitor, the Morris says that we have an assumption, once he does a Kenyan suitor, he's ready to write it up. But in case there was no Kenyan suitor, the Morris says then you would need to check with him again before they write it up. Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah said, he told the Adam, Kisu, Chismu, and Habulay.
Didn't make a
Kenyan. What's that? What?
We do Kenyan scissors for Shlichus specific, not necessarily the writing of a star. Are they worried about Tar Sofer? So what's the Kenyan Siddur? I guess the significance of it, what's it going to? Is it, there's three things there. It's Kisvu. What are they? What's the significance of doing it? What's it up against? Is it the Ksiva? Is it the Shlishvus? Is it
Okay, so, well, the opportunity of Kenyan Siddur by Shlichus. Kenyan Siddur is an interesting thing. Can you consider it as a Kenyan? If I want to be mak to something to you, I can mak to something to you. That's the primary the person says the Zosatura Yisrael, this is the standard in Klal Yisrael. Allah Gulabal Tumura the Kayim called the Bor, Shalafish Nala Binasan Rehe. So we know that Gula and Tumura, Rashi says, are forms of Mechira. The Kayim called the Bor. We also have the concept of the Kenyan Suter is the Kayim Kodover. It gives a strength to something. So the Rambam says, the Moshe, we make a Shlichus, meager, then you don't need the Kenyan Suter for Shlichus. It works without it. But for a Chizuk Hadarber, to show that you're really serious, you do a Kenyan Suter. Tyson mentioned before, the Moran Babasra. That the more discusses, can Kenyan Siddur work on a commitment to do something? Right? I'm committing to divide this. We both commit. You have a chotzer which you can't force a chalukah, and we both say we're gonna divide. Can I change my mind? So we did a Kenyan Siddur. I'm committing to do that. So the more discusses, is that a valid? I say I'm going to give you a matana, right? So am I mechayev to give you the matana? Well, I did a Kenyan Siddur, I'm mechayev myself to give the matana. It's a little Kenyan over there, but the fact that I put it into some type of symbolic act, that's a commit, that indicates that the chizuk, I'm totally committed and I have a shiba now to do it. So that's what we're discussing over here. This type of Kenyan Siddur really does that. The Rambam says the moshav case of shlichus. I didn't get to the Rav before Pesach, and I want to appoint him. I call him up on the phone. I appoint him. I didn't do a Kenyan Siddur with him. It's still a valid shlichus. I don't need the Kenyan Siddur. It's not my hakib. It's just the chizuk, the Rambam says. But over here, it is the chizuk, but the daf kamina is, can you back out? If I don't have that chizuk, I didn't put into some type of action saying that I'm committed to do it. I said, change my mind. Once I committed to it, so we don't have the chashish that he partially could still back out. But we don't have the chashish that he wants to back out. So they write.
Even if he wrote the shtar up, is there asking?
The issue is ksiva, right? The issue is ksiva and nesina, right? There is, can they go ahead and write it up and give it, right? Now the sugya of stam kinyan the ksiva I made, it means is actually a step weiter. Let's say I make a matana to somebody. I made a matana, I gave him a piece of karka. When I write up a document that I gave him the piece of karka, so now there's a document out there. So it's another document out there that people now can look up and see that I have. It creates. I don't necessarily want that. Do I want that? There should be another document, even though it's nothing. I mean, I agreed to it. But the more documents out there, the people will, oh, well, he has 17 documents out there about it. Well, they don't necessarily know they're matanas, not matanas, etc. So no, once we do Kenyan Suda, we assume that you agreed to sign it, to have it written up as a documented. That's the Iker Sugya of Stam. The Iker Sugya of Stam Kinyan L'Ksiv Oymed was the question whether you should back out or not. Is, can I document it or not? That's the Iker Sugya of the Morim Bavas and Daf Mem. But Rashi is applying it over here. That same idea that means I'm clearly committed to the point I want to document it, so then I don't assume that you're backing out, and I can assume you want me to go ahead with the Madonna. Okay, so we had a Machlokes in the Mishnah, Tina Rabbi Elozer ben Azarya. And the Chachamim, I guess, doesn't say his name. Is the Tosefos Ksuva take effect from the time of the Erisin, or only takes effect from the time of the Nesuin? The Iker Ksuva, the Mona Masayim, is from the time of the Erisin. What about Tosefos? Sitmar Rab Rabbi Nosson. So we have a question, Rab Rabbi Nosson, Chad Omer. Halacha Kribi Elozer ben Azarya. The Halacha Kribi Elozer ben Azarya, that the Tosefos only takes effect from the time of the Nesuin. V'chadomer ain Halacha Kribi Elozer ben Azarya. We do not paskin like Kribi Elozer ben Azarya, and even Tosefos takes effect immediately. Tisayim, let's bring a proof. Rabbi Nosson, who domer Halacha Kribi Elozer ben Azarya. Rabbi Nosson is the one who says Halacha Kribi Elozer ben Azarya, that the Chi of Tosefos only takes place from the time of the Nesuin. The Sheminah of the Rabbi Nosson, Adalsa Basa Umdana. So, there is, what's the issue? He wrote up the Ksuba already. We have the Ksuba in front of us, and it says that he's Machai himself the full amount. It doesn't say anywhere in the document that it's only from the time of the Nesuin. So what are you going to argue? Yeah, but we assume that the extra amount that he wants to give is due to the fact of the Chiba of being together. So you want to inject this assumption into the documentation, which is not written. So can we do that? Can we make an assumption and use the assumption based on how we would assume that works? So can we apply it over here or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nosson allows an umdana to work. Where do you see that? I'm Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says, "Aloha, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri." We passed Rabbi Shimon Shizuri by the case of Masukin. So, what was the case of Masukin? Person who was in danger, and he told the Edom, "Kisu getli ishti." So, aloha, if a man says, "Kisu getli ishti," normally the Edom dropped the document. He tells him, "Kisu tenu getli ishti." He didn't say tenu; he just said kisu. So the law is they can't give the get. He didn't say tenu. He just said kisu. So their shlich is to write a get, but they can't. They were not made his agents to give the get. The get is given by the husband. He has to make them shluchim. The person is in a situation of danger. The Morse says that he's about to leave, taking a caravan traveling through the Sahara Desert, or he's going out to sea, right? The survival rate is that, and he says, I want you to give my wife a get. I want to write up a get. So what did he mean? He meant write and give. He didn't say it though. Shimon says you can. Shimon Zuri says you can write to get and give it. So even though he did not say that, the umdana, our powers of logic will tell us that that's what he meant, and that's sufficient to give them the power to do that. So we see that we take the umdana and we apply it lamaisa, and that's Shimon Zuri's opinion. And Rav Nosson says, Yipaslak Rishim and Suzuri. So over here also, the Umdana would tell us that the husband only meant to give it to Zephis once they're living as husband and wife. The Iker Ksuba, that's Bez and the Mechayib, that's nothing with him. But the extra he wants because he because of the Chiba being together. So that we see that's the same idea over here. Now, the second case is... is a different case, and that's not the point that we're bringing over here. But he says, Rabbi Nosson says, the locha is like Rishim Shazuri, regards the locha of Chumas Maisa Shal Demai. So, if let's say, so Demai, the Chachamim assume that by Demai, you receive produce from an Amoritz. So even though Rav Amaratim Ma'asrim Heim take off Meiser, the Chomer Masakin, you can't eat it until you take off Meiser again. So really, the Rav says that it's mutter, but the Chomer Masakin, you have to take off Meiser again. That's called Demai. Demai says Redomai. What is this? We're not sure what it is. So Chomer said you have to take off Meiser. Now he took off Meiser. Now Meiser, one tenth of the Meiser goes to the Kayan. It has a din of Truma. See, now he designated from the Meiser one tenth is Truma's Meiser. That now fell back into the original produce. So, luck is, you have Truma mixed in there, so you still can't eat it. Because Truma is also to Azor. So, what will be if it fell back into the. Do we say, listen, really, the whole thing is only Cheshash Rabbanim? Because Midaraisa, the Rav tells me, Rabbi Amarasim Asim, hey, that it should go now and Aser. The mixture shouldn't answer the mixture. You say no, chomer masakin and chomer masakin. So that's the case of chumas maaser shel demai. So Rav Shimon Zuri says that we asked the Amoritz if he took off maaser, if he says we believe him, and we're matter the mixture. Okay, so that's Rav Shimon Zuri's halacha. So. So Rav Nosson says the apostle Shimon Zuri in regards to that point also. So that's not the Gei Tar Sugya, but that's just the statement that he said. Okay. So we've proven that Shimon Zuri holds like that. The Mor is going to then challenge, but Rav also holds like that. So what's your raya to Rav Shimon that Rav Nosson is the one who holds like Rav Elazar ben Azariah? Okay, I told it here.